Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
It's my great pleasure to welcome you to the University Library. When you're visiting the library, there are a number of rules you need to be aware of. First of all, there are two different types of study zones in the library building, which are marked red or green. Red zones are meant for individual silent study. You should avoid making any noise which might disturb those who are studying there. Phones don't have to be switched off, but you must put them into silent mode. Green zones have more relaxed rules. Students can work in groups, talk to friends, and make phone calls. However, please always try to keep your conversations quiet. Another library rule relates to food and drink. You should be aware that no food is permitted inside the library apart from the common room, which is situated in front of the library security gate next to reception. Anyone found eating beyond the library security gate will be asked to leave or throw their food away. Drinks may be consumed throughout the building as long as they are in cups or bottles with lids which prevent spilling. And now, the part you've all been waiting for, how to get your library card. It's recommended that you order your library card in advance by filling in the application form on our website. Remember to do this no later than a week ahead of your first visit so that we can process your application. To collect your card, you will need to come to the library in person and show your ID. You can also fill in the appropriate application form at the reception desk, but be prepared to wait. The application process can take up to 30 minutes. Last but not least, the library offers limited locker facilities. The lockers are useful if you have borrowed quite a few books and don't want to carry them around the campus. Please remember that the lockers are only for books which you have checked out from our library. There is a small fee for the use of a locker, but for students with disabilities, there is no charge. The lockers are assigned through an online booking system on a first-come, first-served basis. They can be found on every floor of the library. Now, I think I've covered all the important points. Please remember that our friendly library staff are always ready to assist you.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
It's my great pleasure to welcome you to the University Library. When you're visiting the library, there are a number of rules you need to be aware of. First of all, there are two different types of study zones in the library building, which are marked red or green. Red zones are meant for individual silent study. You should avoid making any noise which might disturb those who are studying there. Phones don't have to be switched off, but you must put them into silent mode. Green zones have more relaxed rules. Students can work in groups, talk to friends, and make phone calls. However, please always try to keep your conversations quiet. Another library rule relates to food and drink. You should be aware that no food is permitted inside the library apart from the common room, which is situated in front of the library security gate next to reception. Anyone found eating beyond the library security gate will be asked to leave or throw their food away. Drinks may be consumed throughout the building as long as they are in cups or bottles with lids which prevent spilling. And now, the part you've all been waiting for, how to get your library card. It's recommended that you order your library card in advance by filling in the application form on our website. Remember to do this no later than a week ahead of your first visit so that we can process your application. To collect your card, you will need to come to the library in person and show your ID. You can also fill in the appropriate application form at the reception desk, but be prepared to wait. The application process can take up to 30 minutes. Last but not least, the library offers limited locker facilities. The lockers are useful if you have borrowed quite a few books and don't want to carry them around the campus. Please remember that the lockers are only for books which you have checked out from our library. There is a small fee for the use of a locker, but for students with disabilities, there is no charge. The lockers are assigned through an online booking system on a first-come, first-served basis. They can be found on every floor of the library. Now, I think I've covered all the important points. Please remember that our friendly library staff are always ready to assist you.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.